It's Vanessa Victor here and welcome to My Dyslexic Life. Today I'm going to talk about that moment when you decide to tell someone you're dyslexic.
My Dyslexic Life is brought to you by Remarkable Minds and the Truth About Dyslexia course. Check them out at the link.
Hey everybody. So today I thought I would reflect on experience I'd had recently, which was where my dyslexic son was applying for a job. And it started the conversation of, are you going to tell your new employer that you're dyslexic? And I thought it was such an interesting conversation to have because my son was like, well, yeah, I guess so, because then they'll know if I make a mistake, why I've made it. And, you know, this is someone who's known he's dyslexic since he was 8. Obviously, we have a very positive view of dyslexia in our house. So I think he's quite comfortable with telling people that he's dyslexic. But it just made me think about how many times in life we don't tell people what's going on and we don't tell them we're dyslexic. And the impact of that is huge. More on us, I think, because we're the ones that have to work hard or struggle or stress or be scared of making a mistake or being worried about being found out. And it causes so many adult dyslexics that I speak to so much stress because they have to hide who they really are. And it's exhausting. So it got me thinking, how would it be if you actually just said to someone, do you know what? I struggle with this because I'm dyslexic. And you might not have to do it in a job interview, but maybe you're filling out a form in a post office, or maybe you're, you know, trying to read some documentation that is really quite complex. And if we actually just say, do you know what? I am dyslexic, so that makes this task harder for me. I need more time. Or do you have a different way of me getting this information? Or, you know, could you help me with this task? How would that be? And what does it change? And what it changes is the level of stress and anxiety that you as the adult dyslexic are experiencing. Now, it might be a little bit hard at first to say to someone, you know, I'm dyslexic, but trust me, that moment of feeling a little bit uncomfortable and self-conscious is actually far, far better than getting yourself into a massive pickle or getting yourself completely overwhelmed and stressed because you can't make a mistake or the other person doesn't know that you're struggling. So I wonder what you guys think about this. You know, for me, the important conversation that I wanted to have with my son before he went off and did his overseas trip wasn't about pickpockets, and it wasn't about, you know, making sure you got a copy of your passport. It was actually saying to him, do you know what? You need to, how are you at telling people you're dyslexic? Do you feel comfortable with saying it? That to me was actually a really important conversation to have with him. So next time you're finding yourself in that really awkward situation, or you're feeling really stressed, or you're feeling overwhelmed and you're feeling out of your depth, maybe take a deep breath and just tell the person you're dyslexic and what you need. Because do you know what? You know what you need much more than they do. I hope you have a great day wherever you are. Leave some comments and let me know what you think about this video, and let me know how you do feel about telling someone you're dyslexic.